Hi, I'm Matthew, and I play Lucas McElroy, the hick with a heart of gold.
I'm Sarah, and I play Theo White, the rocker who's chasing a shadow.
Hi, I'm Jen. I am playing Lorraine Rainey Taylor, and she's just a weirdo.
Hi, my name's Brett, and I play Spencer Palmer, the bookworm shutterbug who hunts for the unknown.
Thank you, listeners, for joining us for another episode of Monsters and Mysteries. It is currently a Friday the 13th. God knows when this is going to be released, probably like 3 months from now. But last we left the adventurers, I believe y'all were in the house in the
of Alistair
ground floor, wishing that you could eat a donut without any interruptions.
I believe it was Al Short, not Aleister Crowley.
Aleister
Crowley Short. Is somebody very different.
Or, I guess he's Aleister DeMille, but he's going by Short.
He's Aleister DeMille, but he's going by Al Short.
So yeah, we all got closed in this house.
Mm-hmm. It was staticky outside. That was cool.
Now it's not, but we're stuck inside, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I believe A.A. Ron and Rainey ended up coming in.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. Because someone didn't stop them.
I don't know who it was.
It was Lucas did not stop them.
Mm-hmm. I tried, and then they came in.
Lucas, you're the worst!
So then what you're saying is I'm right.
Yep.
Very well. And then there were some noises, like a film reel counting down to the start of the picture.
So, as the boops start playing, Aaron recognizes that as the countdown to the start of an old reel. And says, sounds like somebody's playing a movie somewhere, but it sounds like it's coming from, like, all around us. And also, we're all in black and white.
Yeah, no shit, Sherlock. That is the exact aggression level Aaron. I'm sticking with, by the way.
Aaron,
starting off hard and keeping it going.
Specifically for this guy.
Aaron looks tired of this nonsense.
Aaron looks at Rainey and says, how close of friends are you with this one?
And then just hits him with a bat.
Hey, fuck you.
I mean, we're friends.
That's how Aaron just slaps Theo in the back of the head.
Ow, what the fuck?
Hey, come on. Don't do that. We need to stick together.
We can stick together. Just listen to me.
Why?
Because I'm older than y'all and bigger.
Yeah, I'm sure you know a lot about fucking black and white houses.
Probably know more than you.
Yeah, so we're all equals, is what I'm saying.
What? That's not how equals work.
It kind of is. None of us know anything.
He just said he probably knew more than you, and you said, yeah, that's why we're equals.
What the fuck ever. It's like, we specifically don't know more about this.
Well, yeah, but he's bluffing.
I'm bluffing.
Does. Oh!
The old double bluff reverso.
Rainey, what do? You see your boy and your man fighting.
Well, Rainey's like, we need to figure out where that sound's coming from.
Is it still going?
And how to get out?
It went for 5 seconds.
We need to find the source of that, because I bet that's where we'll find Al.
Spence takes a picture.
Of?
The general black and whiteness of the area.
Should we go up to the attic, or check out the basement, or... how many floors did this place have when we came in? It was 2, right?
Al Short! Where the fuck are you?
Oh, I guess we could just do that, too.
We're in your house! It's really creepy.
How can this even be happening?
A piano starts playing.
Is it ragtime?
It is ragtime.
We're in a silent film.
Your voices can be heard. There is a...
Does it sound like we're an old-time radio?
Yes.
Vince looks around. Is there, like, a screen anywhere?
Yeah, describe what this house looks like.
Is there a fourth wall, perhaps, that may or may not be there?
Because I'm assuming we're in the living room.
I thought we were in the kitchen.
Y'all were in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There was a screen door, mm-hmm. As well as a wooden door. on the back of the house that led into the kitchen.
Okay.
There is a glass window, one of those like wooden doors that has like the four panes of glass so you can kind of see mm-hmm. who's outside, but it's got like the little curtains mm-hmm. over it. Like the lacy kind where you can kind of see in, but it kind of obfuscates, obscures. Thank you. There are four walls. The roof is supported by said walls.
Excellent.
As is the second floor. It's four walls as well.
Good.
So it's got that going for it. Because this would be a horrible trap if y'all were like, oh, hey, why don't we just leave through this giant open wall?
I mean, maybe it's dangerous static, apparently.
Oh, that is true, but no, that's not it. There's walls everywhere.
Speaking of that dangerous static, actually, did we, like, I guess, I don't think any of us tried to do anything with it earlier. Like, we just saw that they were static, and I was like, huh.
They were out in it, so. Yeah.
Like, they were, but it looked like static to us. It didn't look like static when we looked in.
That's true.
It's only once we were black and white-eyed that we were monochromized.
That it registered as static.
Yeah.
You are currently in a kitchen. It looks very Norman Rockwell-esque. Kitchen table, counter, fridge. Good old, like, fridge that you could lock a kid in and they would die kind of fridge. Which is still a very serious concern in this day and age.
Is it?
Oh, in 1988.
In 1988, yes. Oh. No, not today.
Oh, okay.
Thea's gonna go back to whatever door that the others came through.
It was the back door.
Back door.
Mm-hmm.
And he's gonna open it and it's still all staticky, right?
It is still all staticky.
He's gonna kinda reach and like sort of like touch it a little bit, like what exactly is it's gonna like with the tip of his fingertip. Oh boy.
So when Theo goes to poke the staticky ether, I guess you would say,
reaching outside of the door frame
to touch the static, Theo's finger finds no resistance. Mm-hmm. It's almost like putting your finger in water.
Okay.
Except
I was gonna say an oven.
Or it's like, wow, no resistance. Boy, it sure is hot.
So it's almost like water, but imagine like opaque water that you can't see through.
Milk.
So sure, milk.
So like a different liquid, okay. Yeah.
So
imagine putting your finger in water, but it's milk.
So Theo puts his finger in there.
Enigma sure is weird.
Goat milk.
It's goat milk, by the way.
It feels like it almost feels ticklish, but it doesn't. It doesn't seem to hurt you when you put your finger in there.
So like it's like in there.
It's in there.
Oh, it's in there.
Do you pull it back?
Yeah, I guess he's gonna like.
I'm so sorry.
Well, that's all right. And he'll pull it out and kind of look at it, his finger.
Oh, good.
See if there's anything like on it, like any residue, since it's like a liquid.
There's not anything on it. And also that part is no longer there. That part of your finger is gone.
Oh, God.
What the fuck?
Part of your finger is gone?
Yeah.
Like,
do you see like?
Like essentially, like somebody sliced off the tip of his finger.
Yeah. Like it is gone. Mean, you where cross section of finger should be, you just see static. So, Aaron is walking out of the kitchen and goes into the living room, not paying attention to Theo.
I was going to say Theo might be doing this like by himself, like where everyone else is like
we're talking or thinking.
Sure. So Theo's just kind of like. You know, he's like, you know, we haven't discounted the option of just fucking leaving. So he's like, gonna try it out, and he's like, oh, fuck. He's just gonna close the door back and be like, yeah, I don't think we can leave.
I am going to give Theo the injured status.
Whoa, all the way up to four?
No, I don't think it's a scale.
No, it's
each one gives you a minus one.
Each one is minus one.
Yeah,
oh,
so,
okay.
So yeah, there are...
I thought it was like a scale there. You started upset, and then you go to scared, and then you go to exhausted.
Except for broken, which is just auto-fail.
And then you go to injured, and then you go to broken. I read it as...
I believe that...
That actually makes more sense, because when somebody smacks me in the face, first I get upset, then scared, then exhausted, after that I bruise.
Okay. All right, so...
So yeah, there are five conditions, and I think they can be like accumulated.
Yeah.
So it's like
you can be injured
and then you can also be exhausted and you can also be scared and you can also be upset. And I think
once you get all four, you're broken.
Okay. Well, I think you can go straight to broken if the GM decides that this is something that would scar you enough, like
peering into the dimension of madness.
Yeah. Or if maybe Theo found Nate that was like Nate was dead.
Oh.
But I think if you get all four somehow, you do pretty much, you are broken at that point. Because if you are scared and upset and exhausted and injured, that's the kid that's in the grocery store and they're crying and their parents are kind of having to drag them, you know? Yeah, but anyway, injured. So yeah, I get a minus one to all my rolls.
Do you want to share with anyone that you've done that? Or do you want to like... see if you can find like an oven mitt to put on your hand and just pretend everything's okay.
No, it's just like, as soon as like he sees that and he just reacts to it, he's gonna close the door and just be like, I don't think we can go out, guys. And he's just gonna like have his hands in his pockets.
Yeah, it didn't look very safe out there. There wasn't really anything out there. So I think we have to find Al Short and stop him.
Have we all moved to the living room at this point?
Aaron has.
Yeah, Aaron left the room, so I guess he's in the living room.
Okay.
All right, should we split up? We'll be able to cover a lot more ground faster.
It feels like a bad idea, but I guess so.
Maybe in pairs?
Yeah.
Except for Aaron, I guess.
Well, I thought Wilhelm can go with Lucas.
Obviously.
Or with anybody else.
Yeah. And me and Wilhelm can be a team. And then... Theo and Rainey can be a team, and then Spence.
No,
Spence, why don't you come with me?
Theo.
Yeah?
Works best with Spencer.
Oh, that is true. Yeah, they do pal around a lot. So.
Sure, whatever.
Spence gets a confused look on his face.
It can be you and Wilhelm, Theo and Spence, and. I can go with Aaron.
I guess he's Rainey's friend anyway.
Yeah,
I think he's
kind
of shitty anyway. No offense.
Well,
I think that was the very definition of offense.
I mean, I'm talking about him, not Rainey. Rainey's cool, obviously.
Well, yeah. Okay.
Well, just keep an eye on him. We don't know how much experience he has with weird shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not as experienced as the rest of us.
Yeah.
We took care of a Bigfoot.
It's a stoned bear.
Theo!
There's no way.
I'll bring the pictures out again.
Well, you two can talk about that. I'm going to the attic to see if I can find this this projector.
Everybody be really careful. If something goes wrong, just yell really loud so we can all converge on the same location.
All right. You ready, Wilhelm? Good.
So, Lucas and Wilhelm decide to go up to the attic because, you know, goats are famous for climbing attic staircases.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, about anything, really.
He loves it. In fact, he races. I'm like, I get the staircase down, and as soon as the like bottom part of the flip-out staircase hits the ground, he's like...
sorry, Spence and Theo go to...
How many stories is this house?
Two.
And a basement.
I guess Spence and I can look in the basement, and Rainey and Aaron can stay here, since Lucas and Wilhelm are going upstairs.
Yeah.
You find the basement.
Good job, nerd.
You find three doors.
That seems like too many for a basement.
Well, one door seems to be at the end of a long hallway, so that's likely some other kind of room. One seems to be like in the oddly placed in the middle, like it's some kind of closet. And then there's another one that you find that seems well-placed for a basement door. It's like a frame that doesn't look like it would lead to anything on the same floor as you.
Okay.
Aaron and Rainey, Aaron finds Rainey.
Rainey will go into the living room.
Aaron is found by Rainey.
Face.
And he looks back at her and says, "Where's everyone going?"
We're splitting up to either find Al Short or figure out what's going on.
Aaron says, "Okay, well, stick with me. I don't want anything to happen to you."
Yeah, no, she's got the dreamy eyes. Her face is blushing a little bit. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Aaron takes a hold of Rainey's hand and says, "Come this way."
Okay.
Aaron leads you down a long hallway and opens up a door, and it seems to lead into a master bedroom. It seems like a large room that has two beds, each next to each other with a good couple of feet in between them and their own nightstand. It seems like one side of the room is covered in film memorabilia, and the other side of the room seems to be covered in flowers, specifically dahlias. Aaron looks around and says, "Oh, no.
This is weird.
Let's leave this room. I do not like this."
Well, we're supposed to be finding something that can help us get us out.
Okay. He walks further in. The beds seem to be both perfectly made. Doesn't look like anyone has been in this room in a long time.
Rainey's gonna immediately go over to the dahlia flower side and look in the nightstand. Is there a drawer on the nightstand?
There is a drawer on the nightstand.
I'm gonna open that drawer.
Inside you find a hairpin, you find another flower, you find a nail file. You find a little bit of lipstick, a sleep mask, and you also find what looks like a straight razor with a pearl handle on it, because why not?
Mm.
Rainey is going to take the nail file and the straight razor.
Okay.
These seem like they could be useful.
Aaron goes to the other side and looks through the nightstand. There doesn't seem to be much in there other than some medication, and it seems like a bottle of scotch. Aaron picks up the bottle of scotch and says, "This seems like it could be important too."
Yeah, I totally agree.
And he looks and says, "Should we check the bathroom?"
Sure. She starts to walk towards it.
He pushes the door open slowly with his baseball bat. Inside, the shower seems to be running. There's a shower curtain there. You can see a shadow of someone washing up. It looks like a lady.
Ooh.
Aruga.
But it looks like a lady that would make Rainey feel self-conscious.
Well, at this point, it would be any lady.
It looks like a very typical Hollywood beauty aspect.
She'll kind of tug on Aaron's shirt.
Aaron looks at Rainey
and
says, "What if that's, like, somebody who can help us, though?"
They might not want to help us if we scare them in the shower.
Well, I suppose that's true, but, like, shouldn't we tell them we're here? They might be just as scared if they come out of the bathroom and we're in the bedroom.
That is a good point. excuse me, we're sorry to barge in the bathroom while you're in here, but we are looking for Al Short, and things kind of got strange in this house, and now we're just trying to leave.
So as you say that, the silhouette kind of turns and looks shocked and starts like hands up, jumping and shaking their head, but they don't make any noise.
We're sorry. We'll just step outside.
Aaron looks and says, wait a minute, Rainy. Aaron walks slowly towards the shower and says, Rainy, get ready to run.
Rainy looks worried.
Aaron reaches out the baseball bat, but the woman doesn't seem to do anything different. He pushes back the shower curtain with the baseball bat, moving it all to one side. The shower curtain is all to one side. There's no water running, and there's nobody in the shower. And Aaron looks back at you and says, oh, well, I guess that's not that bad. I mean, it's creepy, but, you know, it's at least...
Rainy looks a little freaked out.
Aaron says, okay, well, let's eat. You know, he opens the shower curtain. Do you open it out or close it?
I mean, it depends. Do you shove it all the way to the side?
He shoved it all the way to the side, and he now, like...
He's putting it back.
He puts it back into place, is what I'm trying to
gotcha. See. Okay.
And when he does, you see the shower curtain has a bit of color to it, as it looks like there's blood splatter all over the shower curtain. Aaron does not see it, and he looks at you, and he says, it's okay, Rainy. There was nothing behind the shower.
Rainy points with a shaky hand.
Aaron turns around and stumbles backwards and falls flat on his ass, dropping the baseball bat, and kind of stammers at this revelation of the blood-splattered curtains and tries to grab the bat and crawl back to the bathroom door to leave, but the bathroom door closes shut, separating Rainy and Aaron.
Aaron, no. And she's like banging on the door.
You can hear nothing from the inside of the room. Rainy is now alone.
So she's trying the door handle and all that.
Nope. The door does not seem to want to budge when you pound on it or when you try and jiggle the handle.
She takes the nail file to try to, like...
To try and stab the door?
No, like jimmy it open.
Oh. Tinker?
All right, well, I have no tinker, but I have two techs, so here we go.
Go for it, champ.
It's because she's a girl. Girls don't have tinkers.
They have tinkle dinks.
Right.
Wait, no, that's the opposite.
I don't know.
Our feminist fans are loving it.
Hey, I got one.
Hey, you what? Managed to... I'm tempted to make it two successes, but I'll be nice and let you do it with one. You somehow managed to use a nail file to jimmy open the door and...
Clever idea.
Pops open, and Aaron is not in there. You hear the noise of running water. It's coming from the toilet.
Like somebody just used it?
Yes.
Mm. Is the bat in there?
The bat is still in there, yes.
And you'll pick up the bat. Is there still blood splatters on the curtain?
No.
Is the curtain closed?
The shower is, it is currently closed.
Okay. Rainy is going to use the end of the bat to try to peek open the toilet, but she's trying to keep a good distance from the toilet.
Now you're trying to peek open the bowl or like the back?
The tank.
Oh, the bowl.
The bowl. Inside the bowl, you see Aaron's severed head staring up at you.
Okay, Rainy drops the baseball bat and screams and runs out of the bathroom and the bedroom.
Rainy is now trapped in the bedroom.
Oh, the door's closed?
The door is closed. Does Rainy scream?
Yeah, she does. And then she's like, Lucas, Spence, Theo, help! And she's banging on it and trying to open it.
Now let's rewind. Who wants to go next? Spence and Theo or Wilhelm and...
I'm eager to hear the back and forth between Lucas and Wilhelm.
That goat is tripping hard. He is going to say some wild shit. We cannot have Wilhelm on shrooms live. He will say
He's the reason we can't do a live show.
Wilhelm, how could you?
All right, so Lucas goes upstairs. He has the golf club. It is a 8-iron. He opted for the 8-iron over the putter because putters are weird looking. And he knows nothing about golf. So he actually just grabbed the first one.
That's what I was about to question. So I know this is an 8-iron and this is a putter. End of knowledge.
This one's the golf ball, I think.
The only reason he knows that is because it's written on the head of the golf club. So he and Wilhelm. So he goes upstairs and he doesn't really bother with the second floor rooms because he's convinced. Because he's seen horror movies. It's whatever this is, it's up in the attic, and he's going to have to hit it with this golf club until it stops moving. So he goes up to the second floor and is like looking around up on the ceiling to see if he can find the entrance to the attic in case it's one of those pull-down ladder kinds. Does he see that? You know what? He does. He finds one. It's long. It's probably about 3 feet long if he had to measure. He doesn't have his measuring tape with him, but it does have a pull cord, and he reaches up, and he pulls down the pull cord. Well, first he looks back at Wilhelm, and he says, all right, you ready? We're going to go up. Yeah, I know. I don't really like it either, but we're going to go up, and we're going to do this. Wilhelm, get back down on all fours. You can't headbutt people if you're standing on your height. How are you doing that? So Lucas pulls down the cord. He pulls it down so that he's on the other side of it so that the ladder doesn't like accidentally hit him in the face, because that happened once when he was a kid and he didn't like it.
Was he dumb?
No, like he's
still dumb.
He pulled it down.
That's why he's dumb now. Like,
but he pulled it down too hard and the ladder like flipped out and smashed him on the head.
Oh man, that was stupid of him.
Yeah, he walks around to the other side and he reaches up and like and then grabs it and unfolds it down and clack clack, and he's like, all right Wilhelm. He looks back at Wilhelm and he's looking to Wilhelm for emotional support. And Wilhelm is just like, his pupils are all the wrong,
They're hypnototing.
Yeah, and he's just kind of like staring at the wall, like at this painting.
And he licks the wall.
And he does, he licks the wall. I'm like, Wilhelm, no, over here, Wilhelm.
Wilhelm looks at you and says, the schnozberries taste like schnozberries.
Who is tripping here? Matt had a pretty good, face.
I broke Matt.
So Wilhelm, like, headbutts the wall. Like, he takes, like, a big wind-up headbutt, and Lucas is like, no, you're going to give us away. Come on. And he's going to, like, grab Wilhelm by the collar and drag him towards the stairs, and Wilhelm figures it out. So Lucas slowly climbs the stairs.
And Lucas checks behind him. More control of Wilhelm.
Checks behind him to make sure that Wilhelm is following up, and they ascend up into the attic, and Lucas like reaches around to find a pull cord for the light, unless it's already lit up.
It is not lit up by a light bulb.
I was confused. What is it lit up by?
There is like a stained glass window at the top of the house that leads into the attic, so there is a little bit of sunlight coming outside, but you can tell that it's light coming from outside, but the stained glass window on this side is just different shades of gray. So you can see that black and white light that's coming through.
All right, Lucas gets up there and he's like reaching up as he goes to try to find a pull cord. And when he gets up there, he's like, oh, I guess I can see. And he goes fully up into the attic and looks around, kind of brandishing his golf club while he's trying to keep an eye. Like, he'll look around and he tries to keep an eye on making sure Wilhelm gets up the stairs correctly, because Wilhelm's acting real weird because he's like backing up the stairs.
You know, you should just spook him so he'll freeze up and you can carry him like a suitcase up the stairs. Like a
thud, thud, thud. Oh, you'd think he was part fainting goat.